This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really love it when you guys are with me. Now, look, I know you missed me, didn't you? Anyway, there's a lot. If you watch the news, if you're paying attention, if you're a news junkie like some of us are, there's so much stuff happening on the news today. There's so many things going on, and it's all distractions. I mean, this weekend, I touched on it earlier a little bit. You got, the wedding of the century, right? Give me a break. Anyway, the wedding of the century. Why do we, I mean, God bless us. People get married. That's wonderful. It's a blessing. It's the whole nine yards. But seriously, unless you've got stock in, I don't know, British weddings, why is it such a big deal? They're expecting over 1 billion people to watch that wedding this weekend. 1 billion. Think about that. You know, I'll tell you what, instead of watching, if you're going to go watch the wedding, go ahead and send me some money. I'd be quite happy. Just send me like a half a buck. I mean, think about that. Half a dollar. What's the big deal, right? No skin off your nose. Simple stuff. Not a big deal. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I'm going to sit around talking to a few people today about how politics as a whole, what does it mean? You know, why do we care? You know my joke always, right? How much money did I put in my pocket? But it's not always about that. If you want to make your community better, you want to make, life better as a whole, you want to make your kids' life, you move into the communities in most cases. Some of you I know are kind of stuck where you're living. I get all of that. But in most cases, you're moving into a community because you want to be there. You're moving into the community because it's safe. You've checked it out. You think your kids will grow there and what have you. But have you checked it out? Have you really found out who's running your community? What it looks like? Right? And find out, you know, in my area, there's a boatload of school districts. And you need to find out who's running those school districts, what direction they're heading in. You know, you hear the stories here every single night of the week. We don't make them up. We don't play games. Right? I know some of the stories. I remember there's been people who have been listening to me for years. And they say the same thing I've always said, which is, you know, we thought they were made up at first. I'm going, people are not going to believe these stories. They're going to think I made them all up. And it's not true. So you really need to check it out. Check out your city council, town council, you know, different makeups of government are in different places, right? But you got to check your city councils, your town councils, your school boards, water boards, I guess, in some places, to really find out who's running the, you know, what do they say, who's running the asylum. You know, I live in an area where it's one of the safest cities in the state. Right, we've got clean water, got great schools. No, it's not Beverly Hills. It's a decent area to live in. And I always get a kick out of it when people move here from other areas. And the first thing they want to do is get on a school board, water board, what have you, city council. And they want to change everything because they got a better idea. Before they even hear for any real length of time. Some people I get a big kick out of because the only reason they want to change anything is simply because there's Republicans running it. We can't have that now, can we? So when you when you think about this, when you think about how partisan we've become, it's got to be disgusting. It's got to scare you. Anyway, let's one sick story. Got to do a sick story. A Florida woman sparked fury after she was photographed smiling ear to ear in her mugshot. Now, the reason they're so upset about it, not like she was just drunk hanging out. She actually got in an accident while she was drunk. And it killed a 60-year-old mother. Now, Anjanette Welk, 44 of Ocala was arrested last Thursday and faces several charges, including driving while under the influence following a crash after midnight, I guess it was. Welk was driving down U.S. Highway 27 to Marion County when cops say she failed to brake in time, rear-ending a Hyundai Elantra. Then that Elantra slammed into a tractor trailer. Now, Cheyenne Kroll was 18. The driver of the Hyundai Elantra suffered minor injuries. Her mother, 60-year-old Sandra Clarkson, died days after the crash. Welk reportedly told troopers at the scene that she crashed into the vehicle because she dropped her phone and had to grab it. That's disgusting, right? Leave it there. It'll still be around at the next red light. The 44-year-old had trouble completing a field sobriety test. Police smelled alcohol in her breath, and cops said that Welk's blood alcohol was 0.172. That's more than twice the legal limit. Yeah, her smiling was probably because she was plastered, wasted, whatever terminology you decide you want to use. But it's sick, just sick. And this is kind of the society we're in. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Just the governor, harumph.
Harumph! You watch your...
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. Look at... I'm sorry, depending on your sense of humor, one of the best movies of all time. One that couldn't be made today, people. Seriously, with all the political correctness going around, nobody can take a joke anymore, but that movie was hilarious, and it was funny, and I love Horns, too. So that was a great intro. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A lot going on. You can buy my coffee cup. That's right. You know, TRS coffee mug, I'm telling you, and you won't know until you buy one, so you have to buy it. There's no satisfaction guarantee, no money back. You know, you just buy the mug, help support the show. TRS coffee mug, everything tastes better in a TRS coffee mug. All right, well, we haven't heard from this guy for a while, and I got to tell you, I always enjoy when he's on the show, and he always, you know, like I told you earlier, you know, it's plain simple English. We need plain simple English when it comes to finances, when it comes to taking care of yourself, you know, when it comes to your health care options. And again, you got to get informed. Don't just listen to the people around you, Uncle Frank. Uncle Frank doesn't have all the answers. And the government sure as heck doesn't have all the answers. So I want to welcome Dale Bellis to the show, CEO of Liberty Health Share. He's been on with me plenty of times in the past. And Dale, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate it when you're on the show with me.
Joe, it's a pleasure. Thanks for the invitation. Happy to be here.
Now, you are Liberty Health Share, and people always get crazy with this between health share and health care, and what's the difference between the two, and, man, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't sound right. Explain to people really what health sharing is.
Sure. We are a nationwide nonprofit association of men, women, and families who all gather around the common purpose or cause of paying each other's medical bills. And we do that without the aid of an insurance company or the government, just a regular systematic way of meeting healthcare costs in a like-minded community of faith and values where my money every month literally goes to pay another member's healthcare bills. That's why it's called health share. And then should I have medical expenses, those same folks are there to share in my costs and my expenses, and we do that on a voluntary cooperative basis.
Wait a minute, are you suggesting that we come together as a community and care for each other and try to help each other out in time of need? Is that kind of what you're getting?
That's really my wild and crazy idea. You know, and it's taken off like a prairie grass fire, Joe. We've got 100,000 households participating.
Wow.
That's 230,000 individuals. And we're really changing the face of healthcare in that regard because it's as individual direct pay patients where we stand at the counter and we're in charge of our care. It's not a third party looking over our shoulders or some managed care medocrat, but we individually are reviewing our costs, evaluating the treatment plan, eliminating unnecessary care, because it's our money at stake. That's what makes the difference, because we've got skin in the game.
Yeah, but you and I have talked about this in the past, about we have been programmed, as we have with other programs in the government, that insurance, taking care of yourself, health insurance is something, you know, you pay a premium for every month, you must have it, you get it through work, you get it through whatever. The bad part is you go to the doctor, what does the doctor say? He doesn't say, I think you ought to. He always says, well, the insurance company wants me to. The insurance company will need a referral from the insurance. So you're not in charge of your own health care. Now, under health sharing, under a program like this, you're in total control as to how you're taken care of, correct?
The biggest flaw in our current healthcare system is the third-party pay system where I take my money and send it away to a third party, a health an insurance company. The government provides it. The employer provides it because it's coming from their pockets and they're watching out over their costs. And number two, I'm giving up a certain amount of autonomy and control because now they're in charge of making decisions about what they're going to spend on the care of my health. We've dropped out of that system, Joe. Instead, we have really given freedom and opportunity to us as individuals because we're not insured. We're self-pay patients. We've just chosen we're responsible for our care and our costs. We just have chosen to share those expenses in community with one another, and it just works regularly and seamlessly.
Yeah, and again, it's getting, you know, you've talked about paradigm shifts in the past, and it's getting that mindset to understand this is okay. You know, coming from the background I come from, we hassle and haggle on everything. We try to make a deal on everything. And my doctor would always say, well, the insurance company won't let me do that. You have to do this first. You have to do that first. And it just slowed things down to a crawl. Now, under a health sharing program, you know, and again, who regulates you? I mean, this doesn't sound like regular insurance. You don't have big government watching over you. How do I know I'm getting, you know, my money's worth there? Being taken care of.
Sure. The biggest way, frankly, is the insight, the view into your own money every month through our online account. We call it our share box. Whenever you submit your share amount every month, it goes into a online secure account, and you see your dollars get distributed every month. You're matched with another member. who has medical bills, and we cut the checks directly out of that receiving member's account. So that's number one. We give visibility and insight and transparency to our members. Secondly, we are evaluated or reviewed by the federal government under the terms of the Affordable Care Act. We are a recognized healthcare sharing ministry, which just simply means we help each other, and we're accountable to the standards that have been established under the ACA, and Health and Human Services, CMS, does that evaluation and makes sure we are fulfilling those standards. And the third is because we're a nonprofit, we have to follow all of the restrictions and guidelines and oversight from the IRS. So we have all of that good, healthy oversight and accountability that I'm grateful for, because it just simply enhances and increases our financial accountability.
You know, I have seen a dozen of these health share programs that have popped up over the last few years, you know, especially shortly after the ACA. Now, I know, I mean, I do it tongue-in-cheek with you, but, you know, you saw an opportunity, you jumped right in like 2 years ago, right? No, I know a little bit about you. You've been at this insurance game for years, have you not?
Yeah, it's been what I've been doing for the last 30 years as a healthcare administrator. And with the passage of the ACA, I just saw the need, hit me like a ton of bricks, that there's got to be a way for the ordinary citizen to have their health care expenses met without the intrusion of the federal government in our lives. Began to do that research, launched Liberty Health Share as a reorganization, a relaunch of an existing sharing group that had been in place since 1995, and gratefully the public has responded warmly to it.
You know, you are an optimistic man. No government intrusion. You must go to Disneyland a lot. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Dale Bellis joins me. He is the CEO of Liberty Health Share. We're going to learn about health sharing, what it really is, and why, frankly, why you really need it. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with Pro Max Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and long and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I am Joe Messina, your host. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, give me your email address. I send out an email every week. I let you know who's going to be on the show, topics we'll be discussing, and that way you can decide. You really should tune in every day, but that way you can decide which ones you actually want to tune in and listen for. You'll find us on Facebook and YouTube and Ustream and we're like horse manure on a ranch. We're just all over the place. But I do appreciate my next guest's time. Dale Bellis joins me. He's the CEO of Liberty HealthShare. And, you know, I know you hear the commercials. I know when it comes to taking care of yourself and what's out there and how to deal with taking care of your health, there's a lot happening. There's a lot going on out there that you need to get your arms around. And, again, Dale, thanks for being with me.
Joe, it's a pleasure. Thanks for the invitation.
You know, it's kind of your terminologies are different. And you know, people have asked me in the past, what the heck is a self-pay patient? Sounds like I'm paying the bills on my own anyhow. Why do I need these guys? You know, you talk about a share amount, and not that it's the same thing as, but from a verbiage standpoint, it'd be similar to a premium. You know, what is a deductible? Are your deductibles? It's got to be astronomical, right, because it's self-pay.
Well, the phrase self-pay just simply means I don't have insurance and I'm responsible for my bill. We just simply choose to share that cost together with one another. And that gives us maximum freedom and opportunity and liberty, because there's not some third-party payer looking over our shoulder making those decisions for us. It's our money and the money of our fellow members at stake, and we're making choices and decisions in the best interests of the care of my health at the most affordable price. So that's what changes the mentality, whenever we move from an insurance world into this arrangement, where on the basis of mutual aid and mutual assistance, we're helping to pay each other's medical bills.
Yeah, it's, you know, and again, you and I have talked about this before, where that whole community thing has kind of been lost over the years, where it used to be we all kind of kept tabs on each other, made sure everybody in the community was taken care of, and that over the years that has somewhat gone by. I don't want to like a doom and gloom guy, but it has. It's kind of gone by the wayside. People really
well,
don't.
Well, modern
know.
Insurance has really not been in place except since after World War II. It started to grow and develop, and now it's become even more complex and more ingrained in our culture and in our society, and we've been maybe instructed that that's the only way to meet healthcare costs, and we're here to say no. There's a whole different methodology for meeting healthcare expenses, and you're exactly right, Joe. It's what transpired in America prior to the advent of modern insurance after World War II, and that is a community experience, where if I had a bill or an expense or a trauma, a crisis, I'd go to my local church or my local community center. Folks would gather around, assist, neighbor would help neighbor, and those kinds of costs were absorbed by participation in the community. We've just simply thrown in technology, the internet, and created a nationwide group of 100,000 households who are engaged with one another. I refer to it from time to time as relational health care, where we're truly relating to one another and providing care and support and engagement, where we're not only meeting financial expenses, but emotionally and spiritually. We're a multidimensional creature. And so it's more than just simply paying the bill.
No, I hear you. And again, we were talking about this, you know, in the last segment where I said to you, you must have just got involved in this because you saw the money-making opportunity. And, I was joking about that. But you've been at this almost 30 years now. And again, it helps. You bring this information to your boardroom. You're able to talk to other families. You've seen what's gone down over the years. You know, I did, since you've been on the show for a period of time, I did a little research and found out Sears was one of the first companies, or they may have been the first, but they were one of the first companies to offer free health care to their employees. And it was very, because they understood that if people were healthy, if people were taken care of, if people felt like the doctor cared about them and they had an input, they would work harder. They would work better. They would last longer. They wouldn't be sick as often. And I got to tell you, with some of the people that have come onto your program and said, look, just being able to tell the doctor what I want as opposed to be told how I would be handled has changed things dramatically, you know, the way I feel about taking care of myself. You must have seen that over your 30 years.
Oh, without a doubt. In fact, that in the origins of insurance, that was the assumption. That folks would live a healthy lifestyle, they were focused and concerned about the care of their health, and that it would be only for those things that were unexpected and unaffordable that would be subject to insurance payment. Instead, over the course of the years, we've created a culture of dependence, and really a culture of where I'm owed something by being a part of this insurance arrangement. And so that mentality has shifted the balance away from individual responsibility to really one of entitlement.
Oh, no. With that, that's a whole show in and of itself. Seriously, it really does. You know, one of the things, and we'll get into some of the laws and the bills that have come down recently, but well, healthcare. You and I have talked about this before too. When you try to get engaged or involved with the, you know, regular health insurance, it's always after the fact. There's very few of them that want to help you on the front end. You have what I refer to as kind of a well healthcare program. There are people we can call to talk to about, you know, nutritional information. How do I blow off a few pounds? I mean, you know, I lost like 30 pounds and I felt so much better after that. But you can't get that information from a regular insurance company, but you can through Liberty HealthShare, can't you?
Well, there's been an attempt to try to move toward health and wellness in the health insurance world, and there's been pockets of success here and there, but by and large, it's been a failure in health insurance, primarily because there's no sense of being engaged or having a stake in that. If somebody else is paying the bill, Joe, it's coming from their pockets. What motivation do I have to really alter or change or impact the cost of health care? All I want to be my mentality is take care of me. Here, we are motivated on two sides. One, because our religious and ethical values say our bodies are temples. We have a moral and spiritual obligation to care for our health, and we believe we have the God-given right to do that. But number two, it impacts the practical dollars that I'm responsible for and minimizes and reduces health care costs if I'm health conscious. And that just makes sense.
Yeah, it is taking care of oneself. And you do have to take care of yourself. You do have to put the right food in your body. All right, so let's talk a little bit about some of the health care laws that are coming down, or the bills that could affect this kind of thing. And the funny thing about it is that for the patriots listening, for the conservatives listening, if you want total control of your body, if you want total control of your health care, you need to pay attention to this stuff. You really do, because you came very close to losing this not so long ago. So tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, there is a move within Congress, a select group of senators and congressmen, along with some conservative think tanks and policy organizations who are taking a careful look at what had been presented last fall and winter regarding the Graham-Cassidy bill, which was presented as a way to basically take the dollars that are currently being spent on healthcare with insurance companies and returning it as block grants to the states, so that the states would be able to create their healthcare environment based upon what they feel is best in their individual locales. There was some pushback and opposition. It did not succeed when it was initially presented, but they're giving careful thought and evaluation, refining that proposal, and wish to come back to Congress with great belief and expectation that under the rules of reconciliation, they'll be able to pass it. It would eliminate the employer mandate. It would totally eliminate the individual mandate, and it would expand health savings accounts to what I call super HSAs, where everyone, regardless of their insurance category, would be able to have an HSA. And we've engaged with them. In fact, they've sought our input as to how healthcare sharing could help improve that proposal.
I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side. I'll be back in a minute.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about probably one of the, maybe the second most confusing thing that you have to deal with on a regular basis, other than your taxes. There, that left a shudder. You might need to see a doctor after that one. Dale Bellis joins me. He is the CEO of Liberty HealthShare. Always enjoy when he's on with me. Dale, again, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
It is a pleasure to be here, Joe. Thanks for the invitation.
You have to admit, though, this is almost as, dealing with, you know, your health is almost as scary as dealing with the IRS, right?
It really is, and that's what the environment that we find ourselves in modern America, that this mentality or mindset has tipped since the passage of the ACA, that somehow The federal government has a role in the care of your health, Joe.
Yeah.
And that mindset has taken hold, especially in these last 8 to 10 years, so that we, the individual consumer of healthcare, have been left out of that equation. It's time to re-exert our liberty in the care of our health.
One thing people need to understand, if you really do your homework about socialized medicine, if you would, you look at, and we could give the extreme of Venezuela, and then you could go look at places like Great Britain and Canada. It is not the utopia that people think it is, that when government takes over. And you want to talk about not having any control over what you do or your health or what have you. Look, when you go into the doctor and he says, I can only do test A, B, and C, even though I know D will work, the insurance company will only allow me to do this. Well, that's just craziness. And there are people out there right now, my wife is up on this stuff, especially on the homeopathic type of medicine. She's keeping up on this stuff. She said, look, there are programs out there that are not approved by insurance companies, but work and work well. So if you want to take control of your insurance, if you want to take control of yourself, your real health, I believe this is the direction to go down. So why don't you share some of the share amounts, if you would, and how one gets involved with Liberty Health Share.
Sure. We ask our members to set aside a predetermined amount. We call it a share amount, and it's been adequate to date to meet all the medical bills submitted by our members. Now, that doesn't mean it can't change. In fact, it probably will, because we're all, subject to medical inflation. But nonetheless, we ask our members to set aside $199 for a single, $299 for a couple, $449 for a family of three or more. And, Joe, that goes into a secure online account. We call it a share box that then through our online technology is matched to another member who has medical bills. So you don't send the money to us. It literally is directed to another member, and you transparently see that transpire. You can message that receiving member with cheer or encouragement or prayer, whatever the case may be, and then we cut the checks out of that receiving member's account to the doctors and hospitals. So we're crowdfunding, in essence, every member's costs every month from our participating households.
I love that. It is kind of a crowdfunding. But it goes back to, as you say, it's not just this thing that happens out there where you don't know. You can pray for people. You can find out what people are going through. You can maybe even share some stories where you went through the same. Encouragement when people are ill and not feeling well is a very good thing, isn't it? I mean, mentally.
It is, in fact, the number two reason that our members tell us that they are so love Liberty HealthShare, not just because of the cost savings, that typically catches people's eye first, but it's this sense of community and the fact that my money is going to another living, breathing human being every month and not to a company black hole. And that gives a sense of significance, of participation, of engagement that's very meaningful.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. You do. You love feeling like you're part of a bigger thing, that people care enough to reach out to you, ask you how you're doing, and that kind of stuff. So if people want to get involved with this, if they want to find out more, let's say that, there are a lot of folks when it comes to this, they don't want to just hang out on a website. How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, the best way is at libertyhealthshare.org. A couple of multiple ways to get info. Number one is, I recommend that people receive our info packet. It's free. We call it a decision guide. And there's a place right there on the homepage to give us your name and email address. And it gets delivered electronically to your email. So all of that information is at your fingertips. Number two is a toll-free number. Just call, talk to one of our trusted advisors in the contact center. Get all your questions answered. This is a mindset change. It's a paradigm shift. And just talk it through. Number three, just peruse the pages of the website. There's a great frequently asked questions section. But review the website. LibertyHealthShare.org is the place to get started.
Hey, Dale, it's always fun to have you on with me again, because this stuff is so dry. It's like my finance guy. It's so dry, and people get nervous when they hear it. And it's got to be laid down in simple English so people really understand, you know, what it's about and how they truly can have control over their own health. God bless, and thanks for being with me today.
Thank you for the pleasure. God bless you.
That was David Bellis, or David. That was Dale Bellis with Liberty Health Share. And, you know, we haven't had him on for a while. And like I said, there's a lot to taking care of yourself. There's a lot you should look into to make sure that you are actually getting the service you need and not a seven-minute doctor's visit. By moving to a plan like this or a program like this, it allows you to do a whole bunch more than, you know, than just have to listen to what the insurance company dictates, because that's what it boils down to. It's what the insurance company dictates to you. All right. And check them out, libertyhealthshare.com, libertyhealthshare.com. University of Mississippi, this is how you have to do it, people. This is how you engage and get involved. But the University of Minnesota has lost a major donor over its handling of an on-campus lecture by Ben Shapiro. See, if you can get some of these major donors behind us, if you can get some of these donors that are conservatives, and if they're not conservatives, maybe they just believe in free speech. Boy, there's a novel idea, right? So they're not conservatives, but they believe in free speech, and they really want an open campus, if you would. These are the guys we have to go after. These are the guys we have to tap and say, hey, are you or aren't you on our side? Are you or aren't you for this kind of thing? That's kind of where my head's at. So the University of Minnesota has lost a major donor over its handling of an on-campus lecture by conservative commentator Ben Shapiro. Now, Shapiro's speech, it was organized for the Young American Foundation. It was supposed to take place on the university's main Minneapolis campus back in February. When the event organizers attempted to reserve a lecture hall, and that hall had previously been used for people like, you know, Al Franken, Senator Elizabeth Warren, you know, those people that came in from another planet, another universe. University officials cited safety concerns over potential protests and all that. In September, Shapiro spoke with the University of California, Berkeley, which is, you know, I mean, of course it's going to be. Anybody with a half a conservative view, had a conservative thought fly through their mind, is not welcome on the Berkeley campus, which is really interesting considering what's gone on there in the past. Berkeley was the haven, the home for free speech at one point in time in this country. So Shapiro ended up speaking at a smaller venue in the St. Paul Student Center, several miles away. He was met by a standing room only crowd and a few dozen peaceful protesters outside. Some people said it was an example of anti-conservative bias by the school. Now, in protest, an anonymous university donor pulled her annual contribution, will instead give the money to the on-campus chapter of the Young American Foundation. That's what you need to do. That's exactly what you need to do, right? In a letter to the University of Minnesota President Eric Kaler, the donor wrote that this was clearly a case of discrimination, as it was. He said, I believe the treatment of Ben Shapiro was clearly a case of discrimination. It was not discrimination by race or gender. It was more damaging than that. You're discriminating against the free dissemination of ideas. So true. Now it's funny. They call us fascists, yet they're telling us how to think. They call us fascists, yet their speech is the only speech we can use. Go look up the word fascist. The question then becomes, by you, I'm sorry. The question then becomes why you discriminate against conservative thought. This is the donor speaking now. My simple theory is that the administration and faculty of our major bodies of higher education are fearful. They're fearful that once people like Ben Shapiro speak and lay out conservative ideas, the students might begin to understand simple fact, simple speak. Ben has turned many of people to conservatism. Because, like I keep telling you guys, you don't browbeat, you don't spit in their faces, you just lay it out. Lay it out in such a fashion where they can't dispute it. They could do party line all day long. Anyway, the donor says, because of this, I've decided to give annual contribution for my scholarship at U of M to the Young Americans for Freedom. An excellent example of how much damage you're doing by the actions that you're taking. Open it up to everybody or look to wasting or losing more and more money. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me tonight. Always appreciate your time with me. God bless, and have a great rest of the day.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is? And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Tissue. Cry, baby.